Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I just got done from a street preach at a festival, and I'm hoping my voice will hold out. It's been two long days. It was an awesome day preaching. Today, I want to talk to you about God's wrath is real. Let's talk about God's wrath that is very real, yet sadly, most people ignore it to their demise. Yeah, when I go out street preaching, I did it today. I asked people, hundreds of people standing in front of me, who fears God? Hardly anyone fears God today in America. And this is because people don't fear and dread God's wrath, but they should. The word wrath is used over 200 times in the Bible, about 200 times. And everyone knows about God's wrath, and most people ignore it. People know about Noah's flood. They know about Sodom. They know about various judgments against people that God has killed. Let's read some scriptures about the wrath of God. Exodus 15:7. And in his greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Yeah, that word wrath, you know what it means? Burning anger, fierce and sore. Just what you would think wrath means. God's wrath, again, is real, and it's expressed all over the Old Testament word. Exodus 32:12. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief he did bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Yeah, God was bringing wrath against the people of Israel for their rebellion and their stiff-necked ways. Deuteronomy 9:7. Remember and forget not, thou provoked the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. And from the day thou did depart out of the land of Egypt until thou came into this place, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. So being rebellious against God, disobeying him, brings the wrath of God. Very, very clear. He does not just throw his wrath on anyone. He's not a vengeful God in that way. In fact, the Old Testament says God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. And 2 Peter 3:9 says he wants none to perish. Deuteronomy 29:28. And the Lord rooted them out of their anger, their land in anger and in wrath and great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. 2 Kings 22:13. Go ye inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all of Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. And great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened to the words of this book to do according unto all that he has written concerning us. Do you see that? You've got to yield to God's word. And you've got to humble yourself to God's word. Otherwise, you're going to bring on the wrath of God. 2 Chronicles 24:18. And they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served groves and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their trespass. Yeah, God brought wrath for these people's sin against him. 2 Chronicles 36:16. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy. Reminds me of America. Yeah, a lot of foolishness, mocking, and willful sinning against God. We saw that all over the Old Testament, Israel, and how they acted out against the Lord. What about in the New Testament? You know, God's grace has come. There's no wrath anymore, right? No. Do not be deceived. There is wrath. Matthew 3, verse 7, John the Baptist said, "And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Wrath, that word. Anger, indignation, punishment. Jesus used the word wrath, John 3:36. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him." Yeah, you oppose God, you're going to suffer the wrath of God. God is loving and forgiving and merciful. He's also wrath-filled and fire and anger. Romans 1:18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." We see that all over the culture today. Romans 2:7-9, "To them who by patient countenance and well-doing for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also the Gentile." You see the wrath that's still playing out in the New Testament. How about Ephesians 5:6, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." Yeah, the wrath of God is still going to come. Colossians 3:6, "For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." You don't want to be a disobedient child. Oh no. You want to be following after Christ in spirit, in truth, in obedience. How about, let's get into the book of Revelation. Revelation 6:16, this one is a terrifying verse. "And he said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Jesus was a little baby in a manger. Now, people are asking to be hid from the wrath of the Lamb. He's not the baby in the manger anymore. Revelation 6:17, "For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand?" Who's going to stand against the wrath of God? No one. Every knee will bow. Every knee and every tongue. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. How about Revelation 14:10? "The same drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out, mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall torment with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." The wrath of God is real. Nothing to be messed with. Revelation 15:7, "And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever." You see, God is just and merciful and loving, full of grace. He's also full of wrath and vengeance. He's going to pour it out on most all people, because only few are going to find eternal life per Jesus, a puny few. Revelation 16:19, "And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath." Yeah, there's going to be a pressing down. The harvest is going to come, and the world is going to be thrown into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Last verse, Revelation 19:15, "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." Now that's what we're talking about here. Again, Jesus, the little baby in the manger. He grew up. He died, shed his blood, and rose again. He is coming back as a different Savior. He's coming back as the fiery Lion of Judah with great wrath and indignation. I hope these verses have helped you to see the wrath of God is real. It's coming upon his enemies and all those that are not born of him and everyone outside of the gospel. I would encourage you as a street preacher, I would encourage you, seekers, and even you saints, hold fast to Christ, repent, obey the gospel, and neighbor, do not fall into the hands of this angry God and his wrath. He is a consuming fire. Love y'all. Ponder the wrath of God. Christ made it the way for us by his death, burial, and resurrection to come by repentance, to be born again, to endure in holiness, to avoid the wrath of God. What will you do to avoid the wrath of God and make sure that you're safe in the ark of Jesus Christ? Love you all. Till next time, have a joyous day. May God be praised.